Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Gridge. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the California Angels, Ken Forsch. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsch covering, for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Luzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carew steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. LaFleur moves to second. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Downing and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive towards third. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Gritch moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Gritch moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almon bunts towards the mound. Forsch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Ed Ott pinch hits for Bobby Clark. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Ott now catching. Brian Downing now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lozinski hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Luis Sanchez now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sanchez. Lynn fumbles the ball. That's an error on Lynn. Fisk scores. Baines moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Carew moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into center field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Carew scores. Burleson scores. Ford moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ford moves to third. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. Downing moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Hosler now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Ott and he is safe. Almon steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk is walked intentionally. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lozinski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baines reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Hobson moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Carew moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Farmer now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and California Angels, 5. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.